Since April, Maine Public has been following the journey of two Mainers through hiking the Appalachian Trail, Danny Moody of Winthrop and Dan Jigier of Manchester, Maine. Danny, trail name Bubba, and Dan, trail name Lieutenant, are hiking the trail with Danny's dog Daisy, no trail name, from Georgia to Mount Katahdin in Maine. They're about a quarter of the way to their final destination, and when I checked in with Dan Moody at a hostel in Damascus, Virginia this morning, I asked them how they're both doing.
We actually feel great. Definitely the legs, like you start noticing things, your body kind of gets used to walking, and you can tell that your ankles and your legs are getting stronger because, you know, the smallest inclines, they really aren't too much anymore.
So has this been easier or harder than you would have expected or exactly like you were thinking?
I guess the benefit of kind of coming from Maine is that's typically, I guess, the toughest part of the trail to a lot of people. So I guess that would work in our advantage, but it's definitely been a little bit tougher than I thought it was going to be.
How so?
The terrain down here is a lot more up and down. When you think of the south, you kind of think it's flat, but you'd be surprised how many mountains. You're really pretty much either going up or you're going down.
Along the way, what's been the biggest surprise?
I guess the first encounter with a rattlesnake would probably be the biggest surprise, just because you don't really see anything like that in Maine.
So tell me about this rattlesnake.
We were in a line, actually, going down the trail, and we heard it. And Dan was actually the front one in the line, and he almost hit it with his pole. But luckily, we had someone from Tennessee that was number two in the line when we were walking, and he yelled out snakes. We all ended up having to run, and then we had to wait for it to cross the trail before we could go past it.
I have heard and read that the trail is, in some places, not in the best condition, nor that it's quite crowded. How has it been so far for you?
The Smoky Mountains were pretty crowded just because we got a couple of weather delays, so everybody got backed up in Gatlinburg. And then just a couple of days ago, the trail conditions were, I mean, it was pretty much just a creek. Like, you were just, the trail was obviously what the mountain used for its irrigation, so we were walking right down the middle of like a river, and it was horrible.
Have you encountered any trail magic?
We have had a couple of trail magics. We had some people with some pizza, a couple people. I mean, it's just as simple as sitting in like a parking lot and somebody offers you like a soda out of their drink or out of their car, I mean. It could really pretty much be anything.
Have you guys lost any weight?
We have. We're both about 10 or 15 pounds lighter.
And when you think about food, what are you craving?
Pizza. Pizza and beer.
What are you eating most of the time? What's the best pack food?
Pretty much just anything that's easy. So like granola bars, things that you don't have to stop and cook, you know what I mean? Things that you can just be going and then eat as you go and then keep hiking. So honey buns, granola bars, anything like that.
When do you expect to reach Katahdin?
We should be up there probably early September, probably early to mid-September. The kind of nice part about the trail is you don't have a schedule, so you get there when you get there.
And finally, as a dog person, I have to ask, you have your dog Daisy with you on the trail. How's she doing?
She's doing great, actually. She's much happier on the trail. I mean, we'll come into the towns, and she kind of gets mellow, and she loves seeing all the people, and she's actually, a lot of people have, like, recognized her, and we'll come up on shelters, and people will be yelling Daisy. But once we get out on the trail, she just like totally comes alive and she's happy and running around and her tail's wagging. So she's loving it.
That's Danny Moody of Winthrop. We've been following his journey with Dan Jigier of Manchester, Maine for Maine Public's Here to There and Back project. You can find pictures and more information at mainepublic.org.